Israeli troops and tanks have moved into two West Bank towns overnight looking for Palestinian militants. The military move comes after Tuesday's suicide bombing in Jerusalem that killed 20 people. And Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government warns of more military action unless the Palestinian Authority cracks down on militant groups. Today's operations targeted the town of Jenin and the town of Nablus, where NPR's Julie McCarthy is now. Julie, what are you seeing and hearing where you are?
Well, the moves into Nablus were not massive, but they seem to be very effective. Here in the center of town, there is very little sign of vibrant life, apart from small gangs of stone throwers and a single ambulance driver. The residents of Nablus are holed up in their homes. The people are peeking out from doorways. They're unable to go out. There was smoke rising from the center of the city. It was unclear what the origin of it was. There are many explosions now, again, unclear as to what the source of those are. A short time ago, another rather louder explosion. The locals here thought that could have been a percussion grenade. The people said troops in jeeps and APCs came through the streets and announced that everybody had to stay at home. No one could leave. Anyone who did would be punished. One ambulance driver said that they could move, but with difficulty. The scene is, on the whole, quiet, but it is punctuated occasionally by soldiers' announcements and some of these mini explosions. And the tanks are in the streets, but not in a big force.
And can you describe what you know about what's happening elsewhere in the West Bank?
What we do know is that troops moved into Jenin and pulled out again. In Ramallah, tanks were stationed on the outskirts of the city, but had not moved in. And in the West Bank town of Tulkarm, at least one Palestinian was killed by Israeli troops, and four more were injured in an operation to arrest militants.
You said small gangs of stone throwers. Have they confronted Israeli troops at all?
Not that we can see, no. In fact, when they hear of them coming, they seem to scatter quite quickly.
The Israelis are warning, I know, of even tougher action unless the Palestinian Authority cracks down. Is such a crackdown likely?
Well, the Palestinian leadership was conferring on ways to strike against militant groups, but it may be outpaced by the Israelis.
Outpaced by the Israelis?
They were meeting late into the night last night. There were apparently heated discussions about how, indeed, the Palestinian Authority would try to combat the terrorists, or would try to combat the militant groups. And there seems to be there was an agreement on what they could do. The concrete steps still are still unclear, so we have not really seen that kind of interaction with stone throwers and tanks.
Okay, NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Nablus in the West Bank. Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you.